I do have one thing to say. That's Linda. I am just so free. I drive past that place and I smile. I just, you know,
it needed to. Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday morning, I didn't have to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know? Oh, this picture is cute, you know?
Isn't it wonderful? There's another one too in that same sort of, which I thought, great.
That's cute. But his eyes are closed.
But there's some very nice ones with you too.
Oh, that's cute.
Let me see. I know, they came out very nice.
Don't know how, you know?
You can look at them later. But anyway, I wanted you to have them. I didn't want to forget.
Okay.
Kirby started to get into the whole thing about testimony, and I said, not today. Let's not talk about it today, because I wanted to talk to you first. I can't even tell you how this has affected me. Except I put it all out of my mind over Christmas. I compartmentalized totally. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you bound and determined to do what you plan to do?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely?
Uh-huh.
Are you positive in your heart that you want to do that? I'm only saying that in case you should change your mind.
No, I first of all, for fear of my life, I would not. For fear of my life, I would not cross these people for fear of my life, number one.
What does your mother think about the security issue?
Oh, she keeps saying Mary Jo Chappaquiddick or whatever the fuck her name was. I don't know.
No, Chappaquiddick is where it happened.
Well, Mary Jo Kopechne or something.
That's it.
Well, that's what she thinks.
She's afraid for your safety?
No, she is as paranoid as I am.
It's a terrible thing.
But I mean, it's like, you know, I am saying, as far as I'm concerned, nothing ever happened.
But here, okay, what if someone saw? What if someone said?
Well, it doesn't matter, because it becomes their word against mine. It becomes, Linda, there is nothing that anybody can do or say or have.
How do you know that?
Because I know it. It's a tape. It's not me. It's a picture. It's not me. I don't know.
Here's my biggest fear where you're concerned, then I'll tell you my fear where I'm concerned. Vernon Jordan does not have your best interests at heart, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
He has his buddy's best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that down the pike, if something should happen, your lawyer can walk away and say, I didn't know. So ethically, I'm safe.
Well, then that's...
And then who's going to cast you to the wind?
Oh, okay. You know what? No way. There is no way. The only way that I am going to get in trouble is if you say something.
Great. Yeah. That's the huge problem.
You know, I mean, I don't know. And
and even if that were the case...
Then it would just become a pissing contest. But I think, I mean, I don't know. I just thought a lot about what, you know, I know it's hard to say on... Okay. But it's a lot easier to say, you know, I don't recall hearing anything.
Okay. And I've thought about what you said, believe me, a lot.
Excuse me, we'd like some more coffee.
We would love it.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
But let me ask you a question. Since I'm already saying I'm going to sign this thing, I'm going to sign something under oath, and I will say under oath that it never happened. So if you and I are friends, BFD, you know?
Okay, but...
So you know, if they ask me about you, you know, I'll say, well, sure, I'm friends with Linda. She and I work together. Well, did she ever talk to you about Kathleen Wiley? She might have. Yeah, well, what did she say?
See, Kathleen Wiley is such fucking old news. I really don't think she's the issue.
Well, that's why you're brought in.
Okay, let's assume for the minute that they ask, because my subpoena was, Kirby said it's completely broad.
Well, they're all vanilla. They're all, what my lawyer told me, that mine's a vanilla subpoena.
But what if, okay. Now, I'm sitting there, and they're asking questions.
Okay, uh-huh.
What if, I mean, Monica, there's so much at stake here. My job is at stake. My life is, I know it all, it's, I know it's worse on you. Believe me, I do know this.
Okay, but can I ask you a question?
Well, what, if there, I have a lot of fear. Do you? I mean, I have a lot of fear. Look what happened to me.
Do you want...
Look what happened to me.
Do you want the honest truth? Do you want me to tell you the honest truth?
Yes.
I have fear about one thing, and that's you saying something. I have no fear. I mean, it is hard. It is scary. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable. It didn't feel good to say... No, because...
But Vernon Jordan is behind you. He's a very powerful man.
No, I don't think he's behind me. I think if he was behind me, I think he's going to distance
himself
from me.
You've got friends. I have none. I have nobody in the whole world. I have no powerful friends. So here, let me just tell you my concern. I'm sitting there, and if they ask me,
they will ask
about
you, because why not? A shot in the dark.
Oh, you really think that it's only a shot in the dark, though?
I think they may. Look, unless you are the one who told them. Okay, unless you are the one who did it. Do you see what I mean? I mean, that's not what I'm saying. Unless you were the one, which it's not, but no. Follow me, because you're not listening to me. Listen, look at me. Unless you're the one, it's a shot in the dark. Do
you see? I guess I would feel a lot better if I had, call me paranoid, but I would feel a lot better if I had the same protection you
have. What protection do you think I have? Because I don't think I have any protection.
What do you mean?
Well,
I think having the most powerful attorney in the nation take you under his wing is protection. I have Kirby. He knows what you're going to say. He also knows it's not fucking true, Monica. I'm the one that has to go in there, and then, and if your scenario is correct, Kirby is who I'm going to have at my side while I'm saying things there that aren't true. And I can tell by your face that this makes you very skeptical. God, I don't know why. I'm trying to be as honest with you as I can.
No, I understand, because I think I'm not understanding what you're saying. I don't.
Do you understand what I have writing on this?
No,
I mean, do. Don't think I'm trivializing your situation.
No,
I'm not. Because everyone personalizes, as you know.
No, I know.
I'm personalizing.
Just to tell you the truth.
Safety, my job, which I know is going to go away if I say anything remotely.
So I don't understand. So what is this that you're concerned about?
What do you mean, what about? I'm concerned about lying under oath, of course. That's huge to me. You know that.
No, I know.
I mean, I know that's not a shock to you.
No.
After all we've been through together, I know your family, but I know, you know how I am.
I think, to tell you the truth, I think I would, you know.
I told you before, and I don't know if you remember this, and of course, I'm listening to whatever you want to tell me so that I can pray I can get an answer in my head here. But I would not lie under oath for my kids, so this is very difficult for me.
No, I know.
I mean, I am so scared.
Okay, but this is what I don't understand.
These are powerful people, Monica. Can I talk? I guess it's not... I guess I want some assurance from somebody that this isn't going to come back and bite me in the ass big time.
I think you are safe in your job.
Oh, I'm
and
not.
Safe in your life.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
I guess you trust Bennett. I don't. After
I don't
what
trust
he did,
Bennett. I don't trust anybody. I trust one person, and that is my mother. That is the only person in the world that I trust.
No, I know.
I think for you, I see two issues. The me issue and the Kathleen issue.
I am less concerned, believe this or not, about Kathleen. I've already said something on the record.
Well, I don't know why I worry you so much.
Oh my God, Monica. We have spent the last year talking about this, and now all of a sudden you don't know why I'm worried?
Well, that is why I don't know why you're worried. Because to me, okay. To me, they ask me, and I say no. They ask you, if you
but
say...
it's a lie. That's my fear. What if they have something?
I think you're more affected by it because I know you care about me, and so I know.
I don't know you know that, but it's true.
Now I know it, okay?
This is not a dilemma for me. If this would not be a dilemma at all for me if this were two other people sitting here.
No, I know.
This is not about him.
No.
Sorry.
I know.
It's not about protecting him. If it were just about him, I promise you with all that I would say yes. I was told this, and yes, I believe this, and yes, I think he has a track record of this. I would say that. But this is about you. This isn't about him to me. Because the dilemma is, you refused to tell him that I know. And therefore, if I testify, he's going to be blindsided.
Can I ask you a question?
And you'll suffer.
Okay, and you...
It's a circle.
Oh.
Does anybody know about me at all? Does Vernon Jordan know that we're friends? Think very carefully. Please think.
I'm trying to remember. I mean...
Don't give me this.
Linda, my head is like... Oh.
I know, but I need to have facts here in my mind before I can make any decision that impacts on me forever.
I think... I don't... Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think so.
And you have not said to him, I'm fine with this, except there's someone who knows everything?
No.
Would you consider doing that?
If I thought it would change it, it wouldn't. Because you know what they would say to me? Well, you're still going to say no, right? And I'll say, uh-huh. So let that person say what they want to say. You're going to say no, and I'm going to say no. Let that person say.
If that's true, then I don't have to lie under oath. And they'll just say it's one word against another. Because if it's just a question of your word against mine.
I mean, it'll become a huge... Linda, it's hard for me to understand. I have to be honest with you. It's hard for me to understand how you could want to do that to me. I mean, you are hurting one person. You will hurt one person. You will help Paula Jones, and you will hurt me.
I'm not here to help Paula Jones.
But that's what you'll do, though. That's what you'll do, though.
No, you just got through saying it's your word against mine.
But it will become... You think that they'll drop it? You think that if I say no, they ask me and I say no, you go there and you say, yes, Monica Lewinsky had a thing with him and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you think they're going to go, oh, okay, well, it's your word against her word. Who should we believe? No. They're going to pull me back in there. They're going to pull me back in there
and say
and
what?
Then.
But if you continue... You're telling me you're going to continue to fucking deny anyway. So how does that make me understand this, Monica?
I think you're thinking this is a bigger thing than this is a bigger. It's
yeah, I'm thinking it's huge.
No, and it's not. It's not a huge thing.
I just wish I had Vernon Jordan. I'm not kidding. I feel very lost. I feel like I'm sitting out there in suburbia. I have two kids in college. I'm a working stiff.
What is it that you want?
I don't have anybody protecting me.
Protecting you in what way?
At all. Period.
Protecting you in what way?
I'm at the mercy of them for my job. You know that.
And you don't think I'm at their mercy?
But you already have protection.
No. But my protection is at their mercy. So what are you saying you want?
If I do what they want me to do, what protection do I have that 3 months down the road, they're not going to kick me the fuck out or just say you're no longer...
Well, what protection do I have?
I mean, you know how scared I've been since the Kathleen Wiley thing came
out.
And I've known that it could drop any day. And I live in terror. It eats my guts out.
I feel like what you're saying to me, but you're not saying to me is, Monica, if you can somehow arrange for me to have some kind of protection, I will do this. That's what I feel like you're saying, Linda.
There is a lot of fear here. I'm not denying that.
I know.
Our relationship now is so strained from this. I feel
it is.
I see it in your eyes.
It is, because you know why? Because I'm scared.
Oh, but I don't want to make you scared.
I know, but I just, if you could just...
Okay.
The thing that I cannot understand, because I think that I look at you as a mom.
I know that.
And I know what my mom would do.
I know that.
And I don't understand. And it's like, well I don't...
I know that. I know. Believe me.
Oh, I
do
want some
know
more
that.
Coffee.
Do you want something to eat?
I'm not hungry. Are you hungry?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to share something?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever. Is this a new DKNY top?
No, this is old. I got this at Potomac Mills.
Cute.
Yeah, it's just like...
Let's just take a break in this for a minute and just say that you look... Your hair. Who did it?
Oh.
Who did it?
I got a haircut. That must be what...
Who did it?
Ishmael, last week.
Oh, you had... Really? Turn around. Ah, I like it. Ishmael has never been there when I've been there. Do you want something to eat?
I'm not starving. Are you?
I could eat something, because you know what? I'm probably going to have to go back to work at the Pentagon and
work. Oh, God. Do you want a chicken sandwich?
Have you had any food here?
Yeah, that's good. The grilled chicken breast is good. The turkey sandwich.
I guess a cheeseburger is out of the question, huh?
Well, we could share. We could share a cheeseburger.
Okay, now wait a minute. What are we going to get with it? Let's split fries.
Okay.
I haven't had that in so long, Monica.
Excuse me, can we order some food, please? We're going to share.
Yes.
Share a cheeseburger.
Yes.
How do you like yours?
Any way you like it. Live dangerously.
Medium?
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Medium. With French fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Extra crispy French fries.
Yes, and if you could tell them, can you just tell them to bring some more hot coffee?
Mine's fine.
I just like mine really hot. Thanks.
I think...
I understand it.
I will tell you this.
I just don't like it.
No, I think if you can be okay with just saying you don't really remember, you know? You may have heard something, but you don't remember. I think that in time...
I don't know, Monica.
Our relationship
this
is going
for
to be
you.
Repaired. But I mean, obviously, if we're contradicting each other...
It would be over forever.
I couldn't speak to you. Yeah, I think it would.
That is so awful. I mean, I know. I mean, even my kids like you. Rosita has only nice things to say about you.
Really?
Weird.
Even when I told her, like, not to vacuum?
Do you? I didn't remember that. Yes.
I think at one point I was like, well, maybe you could have... No, I think she was something or other. She was trying to do something, and I'm like, maybe you should just help, like, wrap these hot dogs.